Okay, good morning and good night, everybody. Today's daf is Erev in daf Nun Tes. We left off on daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a number of halachos relating to the measuring of Tchum Shabbos. Even what those halachos are is subject to a machlokas rishonim, but we'll first get into that. And then the next Mishnah that we're going to have on Amud Aleph is going to discuss something that has nothing to do with Tchum Shabbos. It's going to be the first mission, the only mission in this parak that has nothing to do with Tchum Shabbos. It has to do with making a Shitufe Mavuos in a public city that became a private city, that the Rabbanan generally were concerned if in public places, if one Shituf allowed carrying in the whole town, then people, especially younger people, especially children, might come to think that carrying in Rosh Hasharabim is mutter, and they won't realize that there is a shituf. So in order that people not forget about the issur of carrying, there always has to be one section of the city that's not included in the shituf, so that there will always be an issur of carrying, at least in some excluded area. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if you have an ir shal yachid v'na'aseis shal rabim, or shal rabim v'na'aseis shal yachid, if the status of a city changes. Then the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that if a private town becomes a public and Rosh Hasharabim passes through the middle of the town, so how are we matter it? So we have this idea of making a lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, or a kora mikan v'kora mikan, putting a lechi at both ends or a kora at both ends, and then you're allowed to carry in the street in between them. And the Gemara is going to try to identify which Tana in our Mishnah is the author of that brisa. And then the Gemara is going to talk about if you have a ladder up against a wall, whether that's considered to be a Pesach. Let's say you have a public town and a ladder at one end of the thoroughfare that allows people to walk over the wall, and then a regular entrance at the other end. You consider it as if it has two entrances because there's a ladder at one end, and therefore you have to leave a section out of that city of the Shituf. Or do we say no, there's only one entrance, and therefore it's not considered a public town, and you could include the entire city in the Shituf? So that's going to be the turn that we take in toward the beginning of the daf, to no longer talk about Tchum Shabbos and to talk instead about leaving out an area from the Shituf Emavu. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Chesam Beis. First line in the Mishnah, Ein Modedin Ela Min HaMumcha. Halacha number one is very cryptic. What does that mean? You're only allowed to measure Min HaMumcha. So the way that Rashi understands, Ein Modedin Ela Min HaMumcha means the person who does the medida of the Tchum Shabbos should be someone who is an expert at measuring things. It should be a mumcha, an expert at doing medida. The Ritva says that the Rashi points out it should read Ein Modedin Ella Mumcha, meaning the word min doesn't seem to really work over there. If it's really that an expert should do the medida, then the word min doesn't seem to belong. The Ritva says, nah, you don't have to be mochek the svarim, you don't have to erase any of the words that we have in the Mishnah. You could Rashi could be correct, even according to the Girsa that we have, that what it means to say is that ein shomim b'medidas tchumin ela min ha-mumcha baki b'medida, that as far as the instructions for us, the only people we can listen to, the only people we should get instructions from in terms of what the medida is min ha-mumcha. We should receive such instructions from an expert, from a mumcha. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos also holds like Shitas Rashi that mumcha means someone who's an expert in measuring. The Rambam writes, mumcha huwa adam hayodeya ubaki b'malacha min ha-malachos amadam min ha-madayim. That mumcha, the word mumcha in the context of our Mishnah, means what it often means in Shas, which is a very great expert in a particular area. And v'ratza lomer kan sheyodeya handaso ubaki b'medidas ha-karkaos, that he knows topography of land and he knows how to do the measuring of karka. So that's exactly like Rashi. Tosus Rid has a problem with Rashi. Why would the Mishnah mention Modedin b'lashon Rabim and Mumcha b'lashon Yachid? It should have said either both b'lashon Rabim ein Modedin ela min ha-mumchin, that the only people to do measurements should be experts, or b'lashon Yachid ein Modedin ela Mumcha, that only an expert may do a medida. From the Yerushalmi, however, it does sound like Rashi is correct, because the way the Yerushalmi Yerushalmi says it is ein modedin ela min hamumcha hahedyot shariba ein shomando. It contrasts mumcha with hedyot. Hedyot means a regular person, someone who lacks any sense of expertise. Rav Shaftel always points out the etymology of the word idiot is from hedyot, that it means someone who's just a nobody, someone who doesn't have any field of expertise. So that's the Yerushalmi sounds very much like Rashi, but that's all Pirush Rashi. Comes along Tosos and quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that the word mumcha does not mean, over here at least in this context, does not mean an expert. It means derech yeshara. It means to take a straight path. The pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Lamedalud umacha al kasev yam kineres kedma. So umacha is lashon mumchas from that. And Tosos says that what the Mishnah is trying to tell us is that if you have right outside of the city, you have mountains and valleys, and off to the sides of the city, there's more straight land, there's just flat ground. Don't go to measure off to the sides of the city, even though it would be much easier to do the measurements there where it's flat. Rather, you have to go through all the halachos that we learned yesterday of taking the four amah string and one guy holding it like that and one guy holding it up here and doing all the medidos as we were taught to do by being mavliya, the valleys, and being mavliya, the mountains. And that's what it's telling us. Ein modedin elamina mumcha, that the place we measure from should be from the valleys and the mountains, and not from the area that's flat ground. Rabbi Kiveger just wonders about Tosos, that we already had a Gemara or a Mishnah that if you have Kenegadi Ir, Harim, and valleys, that you're not able to be Mavliya, whereas on the side you're able to be Mavliya. So you should go to the Tzidei Ir and be Mavliya over there. We said if the gap in the valley is too great, that it's larger than 50 amos, you're not able. So you go off to the side if you're to measure it, as long as you don't go beyond the Tchum of the city. So how could Tosos explain our Mishnah to say exactly the opposite of what we learned yesterday? And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "Tzarich li iyin gadol, v'Hashem yigla afar me'enai." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take the dirt off my eyes. I'm obviously not seeing something very clear over here. Generally speaking, Rabbi Kiva Eger uses the term "Tzarich iyun" when he's describing a question from one Mishnah on another Mishnah. When there's a stira, he'll use "Hashem yayiris enai" when mineu bay, it doesn't make sense, when you can't even read it straight based on what's right here, meaning which is a good mussar in general in learning. So there are a lot of tzarchians. You have a kasha from somewhere else, you move on, but if you can't answer it, there are a lot of tzarchians. But when you can't even understand pshat of what's right in front of you, so then it's like a more a stronger lashon. Hashem yayir seinai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalait ma'ayas. Over here it's sort of both, meaning the Tosos doesn't make sense over here because of not something from far away. It was mamish the last sugya. It was the last thing that we learned. So he sort of, says both Lashonos over here. That certainly in Gadol Hashem Yigla Afar Me'enai. There is a sheet of Rabbeinu Yehonasan who has a third sheet that says almost the exact opposite of Tosos. But okay, let's stick with Rashi for now. Let's assume it means that you need an expert to do the Medita. If a person measured the Tchum of the city in two different locations, let's say on the northeastern side and the southeastern side, and it turns out that they don't conform to each other. That in one of the places they did the Medida, it seems that the 2,000 amos is further than the other place that you did the Medida. So Shomon the Makom Shariba, you can follow the Tchum based on the longer measurement, and you could be Mekel that even on the other side, meaning even the place where the 2,000 amos seem to have come to an end earlier on, you're allowed to follow the Medida on the side that the Tchum Shabbos seem to extend a little bit further. The Gemara is going to explain meaning that's how Rashi says. Tosos is going to say a little bit differently. Tosos is going to assume that you draw a diagonal between the two, and that becomes the Tchum Shabbos. So if you have on one side of the city, like you have this piece of plexiglass, right? It comes down to here, and over here it comes to there. So instead of following the further area and just drawing a straight line across, you actually draw a diagonal. and that becomes the Tchum Shabbos. That's how Tosfos can understand. Okay, Riba Le'echad U'Miyit Le'echad Shomen L'Meruba. If two different people measured the Tchum on the same location, in the same spot, and one of them yielded a different result than the other, so then you're Shomea L'Meruba. You follow the one that had the longer measurement. Again, we're told L'Hakel. V'afilu Eved Afilu Shivcha Ne'amanim L'Omer Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. And even in Eved, even the Shivcha is believed to say this is where the Tchum Shabbos goes until, because meaning what they're reporting, the way Rabbeinu Yohanan understands it, is that we saw someone who's an expert in measuring measure the Tchum, and this is where he marked it off, this is where he got to. It's not that they're doing the measuring, they're reporting what they saw about the measuring. That's what the Me'iri writes as well. He writes, Pirush, it doesn't mean that they're saying they did the measuring. No, Elachi Purusha, Ne'amad Lomar, Sha'anu Ra'inu, Sha'ploni Mumcha Madad Atchum, V'amarad Kan Tchum Shabbos. They're just reporting that they saw someone who's an expert do the measuring of the Tchum and say that and mark off the Tchum Shabbos at that location. Tosos in Nun Tesam Rav, Dibra Maschal Filu, raises the question, how can you say that an Evan and Shivcha are Ne'aman about measuring the Tchum Shabbos, even an Adam Yisrael is not Ne'aman as an Eid Echad? The Mishnah in Mesechus Ksubis Tav Chav Chesam Rav tells us that a person is Ne'aman to be made begaduso on a tchum that he saw bikatnuso, on a tchum that he saw when he was younger, bitnai that there was an Adam Gadol, another Gadol Yisrael, meaning over Bar Mitzvah, that's made together with him. Sounds like just the Gadol being made alone is not Ne'aman b'taras Eid Echad, that even a Gadol needs the other Katan, that we don't, for whatever reason we don't apply Eid Echad Ne'aman b'Yisurin over here. It seems like a Mefurish Sugi and Ksubas that we don't apply Eid Echad Ne'aman b'Yisurin. So how are we going to believe an Eved, a Shivcha, on their own, all by themselves? So Tosfos says two Mahalchim. Number one, he says, in our Mishnah, we must also be talking about that you have the Eved and the Shivcha together with someone else, together with a regular Gadol. But the Mishnah is just telling us that the second person to be involved could also be an Eved and a Shivcha. It doesn't have to be that it's two kosher Edim. Or Tosfos says that even in the Mishnah over there, you don't need the Adam Gadol together with the person for Eidus Tchumen. When it says you need the Eidus of the Gadol with him, that's as far as other halachos that Mishnah is talking about. That Mishnah is not about Tchum Shabbos, not a Mishnah in Erevin, it's a Mishnah in Ksubis. So it's about who's a Kohen and other things. So it's about some of the other halachos that it happens to be discussing over there. That's the other mahalich that Tosfos has. So then the reason that we're makel by all these halachos as far as measuring Tchum Shabbos, Shlo Amru Chacham Mesadover Lahachmir, the din of Tchum Shabbos is only to be more makel. When the Chavim said Gzeira, that you're not allowed to go outside the Tchum, they were Koveya at the outset that you don't have to be extra machmir on these dinim, that these dinim come with a whole set of kulas. So now, says the Gemara, we had said in the Mishnah that if Riba l'makom echer and Mi l'makom echer were a Shomun l'makom shariba, you measure in two different spots and one of them yields a longer Tchum Shabbos, that's the one we follow. So the Gemara assumes that the Mishnah means that we totally ignore the smaller measurement, that you're not allowed to go on that side even until the place that the smaller measurement went, because we assume that it's just a mistaken measurement. So l'makom shariba in l'makom shemiyat lo, meaning in the location where you measured the longer measurement, that's where you're allowed to go up until the measurement, but in the location where you measure the smaller measurement, you're just stuck, just don't follow anything, don't go at all outside the Tchum Shabbos. That can't be. Ema af l'makom shariba. No, what we mean to say is that you're allowed to go even in the place where you had the shorter measurement. Even there, you can go based on the longer measurement. Not that there, since the measurement was a mistake, you can't go anywhere. No, adrabah, it's a big kula that you don't have to follow the smaller measurement. That in the place where you did the smaller measurement, you're allowed to go as far as the longer measurement. Again, according to Rashi, you draw a straight line across from the longer measurement to where you did the smaller measurement, and you're allowed to go there. According to Tosfos, you draw a diagonal. But you are allowed to go more than you would have thought. Ribalech, Then we mentioned in the Mishnah that if two different people do the measurements, one of them is a Reba and one of them is Miyat, one of them measures a longer in the same location, but somehow they yielded different results. So we said that we're Meshomen the Meruba. So the Gemara initially thinks that over here it also means that if one person measured in two places, and in one place he has a longer measurement, the other place a shorter measurement, that we only follow his longer measurement. So says Gemara, Hasulamali Hainuhach. That sounds like it's exactly the same thing we just said. So says Gemara, no, Hachi Kamar, Reba Echad, Umiyet Echad, Shomen Lazeh, Shariba. Then no, the Pshat is the way we actually explained the Pshat when we read the Mishnah. It's talking about two different people. One person measures long, the other person measures short. In the same spot, we follow the person who measured long. So the Gemara explains, Amar Abaye, this halacha in the Mishnah, that two people measure the same tchum, that we follow the marbe, we follow the one who has the longer measurement, lahakel, is not across the board. There's a tenai. Ubelvad shlo yar b'yoser mimidas hi'ir balachsona. It's only in a case where you could be told that the difference, the discrepancy between them, in the fact that the guy who measured shorter made a mistake in the measurement. That if the difference between them is a small amount, so you could be told that he didn't pull the rope taut, he didn't pull the rope b'kol kolcho enough, and even if it's a larger discrepancy, you could be told that he made a mistake on some sort of angle, on how to angle it. He was holding it at an angle, maybe he measured the tchum of Alpaya Mama of the city based from the chronos on an alachson, on an angle, and then he just drew a line across from where he ended up going at an angle out from the corner of the city, and if it could be, if you could chalk it up to such a discrepancy, then we say, okay, so now we follow the Meruba. But if it's totally off, if the difference between them is greater than the shear that measuring on an angle off of a corner of a city greater than a shear of a discrepancy that would cause, then we don't follow the Meruba Lahakel. We cannot be told that there was a mistake. We have to reassess the whole thing. Then we said that we have all these kulas because the whole idea of Tchum Shabbos in general is always to provide us with kulas. But we have another brisa that says the exact opposite. Now when the Chum decided Tchum Shabbos, they always wanted to be a little more machmir. But a Tchum Drabanan, that when the Rabbanan instituted Tchum Shabbos, they were being more machmir than the Din D'Oraisa just by virtue of the existence of Tchum Shabbos. But Tchum Shabbos is the Rabbanan, and therefore, whenever there's any suffix about Tchum Shabbos, we could be makil based on the overarching principle of suffix Rabbanan Lekula. Now, even though a suffix Rabbanan that it's Efshar Levarer, we generally do not say suffix Rabbanan Lekula. That's the Ritva points out. That's the Chiddush. Over here, we view it as if it's E Efshar Levarer HaSuffix. Why would we say that? Meaning, just measure it again. So when it's Efshar Levarer, we don't rely on suffix Rabbanan Lekula. If you could just as easily clarify the matter. So why over here would we rely on Savik Rabban Lakula if you could just measure it again? So that's what the Ritva says. It's not Efshar Levarer Bekal. It would take a Tircha Gedola to be Mevarit. You'd have to do the measurement again. You'd have to get an expert in to do the measurement again. And measuring, as we saw yesterday, is not a simple thing. It's not just pulling a tape measure and seeing how far it is. It's not easy to measure a Tchum Shabbos. So that's why both the Mishnah that says that Tchum Shabbos and the Braisa, both make sense. It's to be machmir al divrei Torah, but to be makil once we have these dinim of Tchum Shabbos. So we had mentioned in the Mishnah that even in Isha, even in Eved, all of these people are believed. There is a discussion in a number of the contemporary poskim, Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos Chelik Tzayin Simchav Gimel, and Rav Moshe Feinstein in a more famous tshuva, discuss whether a woman can be a mashkiach for kashrus. So as far as the nemanus of an isha in terms of edach and nem bisurin, there is a machlokus rishonim. In our mishnah, we said that even nevet, even in isha, is nemat say ad kan tchum shabbos because lomar is over lahachmir lahakel. So the gemara explains that since this tchum is only drabanan, that's why they're believed. So Tosla says that it sounds like if it were an isur da'oraisa, they would not be believed. Even though meisim b'chol yom, we believe nashim about shchita and nikur and to be Torah. Karim Chala, to do Afrashas Chala. He says, yeah, that's because it's Biyada, that before the Shechita is done, she could do the Shechita. Before the Nikur is done, she could do the Nikur. And by Chala, she's able to be Mafresh the Chala. But Tchumen is not Biyada. She's not Biyada to be able to determine, and therefore she's not going to have Ne'amanus. That's what Tosfos writes. But B'dikas Chametz is not Ne'amanus, even though it is B'yada to do B'dikas Chametz, because Midaraisa, meaning the only reason they are believed by B'dikas Chametz, even though it is B'yada, is because Midaraisa, Bitl B'al Masagi, and the requirement for B'dikas is only Midarabanan. So why don't we just say they're automatically believed even if it were a Da'araisa? So Tosfos says, because the B'dikas Chametz requires a great precision and a lot of effort, and therefore we're Nashim Atzlanio saying we have that concern that they're maybe not going to do as thorough a job. So it turns out, according to Tosfos, women are believed by Yisurim Daraisa only when it's Biyadol L'Sakei Niyisur and it's not a Tareach Gadol. The Ravid in the Kasuv Sham on Maseches Pesachim says that the Chum believe trust every person by a mitzvah that they themselves are involved with, and everyone is considered a Chaver by such mitzvahs. Otherwise you would not be Somech on your own wife when it comes to Nikur Abasar and Yerakos, that they were clean from Tolayim. But to be made on an Isser that other people took care of, that they're not going to be believed when it comes to Yisurim Daraisa. And that's what the Rav writes. So La Halacha, the Ramah Paskins in Yerideya, in some Kuf Chav Zayin, that a woman is Ne'amenes by a Dvar Isser to say that she has fixed it, but only by a Vada Isser, like Nikur Abasar, something like that. But a Suffolk that there might not have been an Isser at all, like Dugim Tameh, that there's a mix, a blend of fish. Some of them are kosher, some of them are not kosher. And she has to, search it out. Or an Isser that has Sdadim Lahakel, that's what the Ramah says, an Isha is not Ne'amenes because Daita Kala Lahakel, because she'll convince herself that there's not really a problem over here and that we could be Mekel. So from the fact that the Ramah says that a woman is believed to say Tekantiv, it sounds like the Ravid, that a woman is not Ne'aman on other people being Mesakein. It's just that the Ramah adds that an Isser that has not a number of tzadim lahakel, she's not Ne'aman even to say about herself. And then the Shach adds that she's also not Ne'aman by something that involves a great tircha, like the Tosfos says over here, like by B'dikas Chametz, because it requires a great tircha. So therefore, says Rabbi Nasha Klein, that since there are a lot of things that women are not Ne'amanus about, it's not proper to make a woman a mashkicha for kashrus. And he says that the primary tafkid of a mashkiach of kashrus is to look out for people who are misbehaving, that people are looking to cut corners in order to be able to make a living, and then to close them down if they're were to take away the hashkacha if they're doing something wrong, and that we Nashim Rachmanio saying we can't trust that they're gonna push hard enough on something like that. That is what Rav Menashe Klein writes. Rav Moshe in his Shuvan Yerodeh Chelik Beis and Memdalin was asked about an almana whose husband was the mashkiach, and now she's left with no money. He didn't have a life insurance policy. She has no way of making parnasa. Her children are yisomim. Can you allow her to take over her husband's job as the mashkiach? She's nisha tzenua. She's yirei Hashem. She's she knows the malacha very well. She's a balas achrayus. So can you rely on her to be the mashkiach? And he said, mitzad ne'amanus, there's no chashash whatsoever, because if she's muhseka, says nisha ksheira, eidach anem bisurin, she knows what she's doing. If you know that she knows what she's doing, and she's nisha ksheira, so you can absolutely trust her. But he just discusses whether it's a violation of like a sarara, that you're not allowed to be memana, an isha, to a position of sarara. So how exactly do we define a position of sarara? Being a mashkiach chashash doesn't feel like a position of sarara, but sometimes sarara is defined, might be defined as the ability to shut somebody else down, the ability to stop somebody else. So it could be that's where Moshe's primary discussion. But midin ne'amanus, from Moshe doesn't seem to be particularly bothered. He thought that it is a classic case of erech and bisurin when it comes to kashrus. Okay, let's go right over here. So now this next mission is not about tchum Shabbos. So we're going to talk about when, if you want to join a whole city together in a shitufei mavuos, each chatzer in the city needs to make their own eruv chatzeros, and then all the chatzeros join together in a single shitufei mavuos. But yeah, the chachamim by an ear shel rabim require that you leave something out, that you leave some section of the city out. So because we don't want people to get confused and think that you're allowed to carry in Rosh Hashanah, so we need to have like some remnant of the Isra to carry in that city somewhere. So near shel yachid v'nas shel rabim. Let's say you had a city that had a din of Rosh Hashanah yachid. There are no shishim ribo people that are going there every day, and it became an ear shel rabim. More people moved in, the community grew, and now there are 600,000 people that go through that city. So ma'arvin es kula. You're allowed to include it all in one erev. You don't need to leave out a certain area, even though the Chacham Ma'aser putting an Erev, a single Erev, for all of the residents of an Ir Shel Rabim, and you have to leave a certain section of the city out to make it nicker that the reason of that you have a Heter Tiltul is only because you have an Erev and people shouldn't come to be Metalton Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but an Ir that was originally Shel Yachid and then became Shel Rabim, we treat it like an Ir Shel Yachid. The Chacham did not require this Heker. And on the flip side, the Shel Rabim and Asher Shel Yachid, if an Ir used to be an Ir Shel Rabim, and then it used to have shishim ribo people all the time, and then the population went down a little bit, or became less of an attraction for visitors, like Manhattan nowadays probably. It's no longer an ir shel rabim. Ein ma'arvin es kula elam kein asu chutzulam. That you're not allowed to be ma'ariv the whole city unless you leave some section out of the eruv. You have to leave out some section that's not included in the shituf of the city. The reason is because you have to be choshesh that maybe the city will go back to becoming an ir shel rabim. Pandemic will end, everyone will go back to their offices in Manhattan, and the people from the Upper West Side will move back in, and it's going to go back, and it's going to become an ir shel rabim again, and people aren't going to realize that the heter tiltul is because of an Erev, they're going to think you could be metaltel in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So the Ki'ir Chadasha Shabiyuda Sheyesh B'chamishim Diyurin, the amount that you have to leave out is the amount of people that are like in a new city called Chadasha, not a new city, a small city called Chadasha, which was a small city in Yehuda that had 50 Diyurin, meaning you have to leave out 50 houses from the Erev. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shalosh Chatzero Shal Shnei Bat. All you need to leave out is three chatzeros, two houses in each chatzer. So says Mar Hechidam Yer Shel Yachid Nashel Rabim. Where do we find the Yer Shel Yachid that becomes Yer Shel Rabim? Rav Yehuda Kagon discarded the Resh Galusa, the city of the Resh Galusa that originally there were not 600,000 people and then became more populated. Amle Rav Nachman my time. Why is it that you brought an example of a Yachid that became Shel Rabim by an example of the Resh Galusa? If you're going to say that the Mishnah is not matir to be ma'ariv an entire city without leaving something out, unless it were a city like this, where since there are a lot of people by the governor, by the Resh Galusa, in order to get reshus for a variety of things, so there are so many people around, they'll remind each other that the reason for the Heter Tiltul is because of the Erev, and they're not going to come to be Metaltel in a regular Ir Shel Rabim. So then, if that's the case, we should be Matir to be Metaltel by every city, Shel Yachid, that becomes Shel Rabim, because the Jewish people are always around, Shabbos morning, so there are always a lot of people around. So if the whole thing is that you're relying on the fact that a lot of people are around, and they'll remind each other, every city is like that on Shabbos morning. So why don't we give the example of Dafka the Resh Galusa? Elam, Rav Nachman, Kigon Deskarta, did not zui. That every city of a Yachid that becomes Shel Rabim, you're allowed to be Ma'arev, but it's like the city of a person called Natzui, that they didn't come, that originally you didn't have 600,000 people, and then more people started traveling through that town, and the Chacham allowed being Ma'arev the whole city, because it's still considered, but people still view it like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so you don't have to worry that people are going to confuse it with a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So now the Gemara discusses a Brice that discusses Ir Shel Yachid and Ir Shel Rabim. Tan Rabbanan. Ir Shel Yachid, an ir that was originally an ir Shel Yachid, didn't have shishim ribo, v'nas is Shel Rabim, then it became Shel Rabim, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, veris betocha. And then you have Rosh Hashanah Rabim that goes right through the city from one end to the other. Ketzan ma'arvinosa, how could you be mevatel that Rosh Hashanah Rabim that's right in the middle of the city in order to make an eruv for all the residents of the city? So also lechem mikan velechem mikan. By both entranceways of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you make a lechi on both ends. Kora mikan v'kora mikan. Or you put a beam on both sides of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then v'nosin v'nosin be'emtza. Then you're allowed to carry between the lechayim or between the koros and also in all the other streets of the city. Ve'in marvinos ha'lechatzayim. But you cannot make an eruv halfway in the city. You can't, the residents of the city can't split off and make an eruv for half of the residents and leave the other half on their own. Ela o kula o mavoi mavoi bifnei atzmo. Either you do the whole city or each mavoi does their own chitufei mavuos on their own. But you can't have a whole bunch of mavuos joined together and leave out a whole bunch of other mavuos. Haisa shel rabim, if on the flip side you had a city that was originally in ir shel rabim, varehi shel rabim, and it still is a city that's shel rabim, ve'ela ela pesach echad, and there's only one entrance way into the city, so ma'arvin es kula. You don't need to be mishayir. Meaning, even though in Yershal Rabbim, the Chum said, you're not allowed to be ma'arv es kula, because a city is only considered kirishos rabbim when there's a street that's mafulash from one end of the city to the other, that has two entrance ways, but if it only has one entrance way, then it's considered like a rishos yachid, even if you do have shishim ribo people. And therefore the chacham, even though people may look at it as an ir shel rabim because there are so many people there, but if structurally it's not built in a way where there's mefulash, where there's a street that goes through from one end to the other, then that's not called shel rabim. That follows the rules of an ir shel yachid. So man tana de miyavra rishus rabim, who's the tana of this price that says that you can make an eruv in an ir that has a rishus rabim going right through it just by making a lechi at either end, or by making a kora at either end, and then you can be that follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Titania. Yes, okay, Nam Rabbi Yehuda. Mishi Yeshashay Batam Shaytzi to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If a person has two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he wants to be able to carry across the street, across the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, from one house that he owns to another house, Osa Lechi Mikan Velechi Mikan, Okor Mikan Vekor Mikan, he can make a Lechi on either side or a Korah on either side. Vinosi, 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 and then he's allowed to carry in the middle of the street. So Amalah, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, ain't married with Rosh Hashanah Bekach. You can't be married with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim just by making a couple of lechis and a couple of koras. Oh, so the Tana of our Brice, who said, yes, you can, who said that if you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim going right through your city, just make a couple of lechis or a couple of koras, and then you're going to be allowed to do that. So that apparently follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So Amr Mar, we had mentioned in the Brice that ain't married with Rosh Hashanah, that when you have an ir shel yachid that became shel rabbim, you can't do a halfway eruv. So Amr Papalo Amru, the Chum only said you're not allowed to be married with Chatzayin along the length. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim passes, let's say, from the east to the west of the city. So the Chum say you're not allowed to cut the city and be ma'ariv the mavuos in the north of the city on their own, and in the south of their city on their own. You're not allowed to cut it that way on the two sides of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because both sides of the city use that same Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's how they get in and out of the city. So they're considered to be joined together. So if you didn't make an eruv that incorporated people from both sides, then you didn't really make an eruv. Aval rechba, but if you cut the city widthwise, meaning you make an eruv with including some mavuos on one side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and some mavuos on the other side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then Marvin, then you're allowed to do that, because they're mistalik one from the other, and each one of the halves is mishtamish in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that's connected where their part of the city is. So they can go in and out of the city using their part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the part that's included in the Eruv on each side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can use their part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the part of the cities that are not included in the Eruv on each side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim will use their part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So says Mar Kaman, who's this following like? The Lok Rabbi Akiva. Dik Rabbi Akiva Ha'ama Regala Mutaris B'Makoma Osara Shalom B'Makoma. Rabbi Akiva, there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chum we're going to have much later on in Daf Ayin Hey about two chatzeros that are Zul Lefnimi Zu, that one is further in from the other one, and the outer one is open into Rosh Hashanah, and the inner one does not have the Pesach to Rosh Hashanah. It's only opened up into the outer one, and the members of the outer chatzer made their own Eruv chatzeros, and the members of the inner chatzer made their own Eruv chatzeros, but they never joined together, the inner chatzer and the outer chatzer. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that afilu regala muteris b'makoma osera shalom b'makoma, means that even though the residents of the inner chatzer are allowed to carry within their chatzer because they made their own eruv, the residents of the outer chatzer are not allowed to carry even within their chatzer, because the residents of the inner chatzer aser for them, because the residents of the inner chatzer have drisas haregel to be able to go out through the outer chatzer. So it's as if they live in that outer chatzer as well. So they're going to aser on them. The Chum disagree, and the Chum say that since the inner chatzer is allowed to be metaltel in their location, they're not going to aser the residents of the outer chatzer. So Rav Papa, who holds that you can cut a city along the widthwise and include make an eruv along two sides on their own, is not following Shitas Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, since the members of one portion can go derek rishus harabim of the other portion, they aser on them. So even though they're able to be metaltel b'makomim, they would aser on the other part of the city. So says Mar, no, feel the tamer Rabbi Akiva. No, that only Rabbi Kiva only said is shita where you have two chatzeres, one inside of the other, where the only way out for the members of the inner chatzer is through the outer chatzer. That's why they asra on them. Aval hacha, but an ear that you cut along its width and you made two separate eruvin, hani nafki bai piska and nafki bai piska. The members of the eruv that can go out through their side of the Rosh Hashanah, but the Rosh Hashanah goes straight through to the other side as well. So the members that are excluded from the Erev can go out through their side of the Shishram. They're not going to aser on each other. Ika da Amri, another version of Rav Papa is as follows. That Am Rav Papa lo teme la arko hu de lo ma'arvin. Aval rachba ma'arvin, el afilu rachba nami lo ma'arvin. That no matter how you cut the city, if there's a Shishram going right through it, you can't make an Erev. So keman, Rabbi Akiva. And that would seem to be in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. That would seem to follow Rabbi Akiva kipshuto. That since they have drisas haregel from one side of the city to the other side of the city, so they're going to aser on them. So says Mar, no, afilu tema rabbanan. Maybe it's even going like the rabbanan. Ad kad lo kami rabbanan asam el b'shtei chaser zuluf nemizud pnimus achado ludasha umishtamsha. That the rabbanan only say that regel amutaris b'makoma does not aser shalom b'makoma by a case of two chaseros, one inside of the other, where the residents of the inner chaser can close the door between them and the outer chatzer and just use their own area, and therefore they're considered to be living there and they don't aser on the people in the outer chatzer. Aval hacha, mimatz misaltim rishus rab mehacha. But over here, by a city that you just cut along the width of the city, are the people who live in one chatzer able to stop the people who live in the other chatzer from using the rishus harabim that's shared by all of them? They can't stop them from doing that. By the two chatzeros, the people in the inner chatzer could just close the door and just be on their own, and the people in the outer chatzer have nothing to do with them. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that's for everybody. So Amar Mar, we had said, O kula O mavi mavi b'fnei atzma, that you can't be ma'ariv a city l'chatzayin, either all of it together or each mavi on its own. Ma'ishna l'chatzayin d'lo, why is it that you can't be ma'ariv l'chatzayin? Da asri adadi, because the members of the other half asr on them, because since it's all considered they live in one mavi, they have to make an eruv together. Mavi mavi nami asriya adadi. Even if all the residents of a mavui make an eruv on their own, they should still aser on each other, because all the residents of the mavuos are considered to live in one place, and they didn't make an eruv together with each other, so they should aser on each other. Says the Gemara, no. Hachem ayeskinon kigon da'avud daka. V'chiyad am ravidi baravin am rav chisa echrim ne mavui sha'asa daka lepischo eno osal b'nei mavui. The Bryce is talking about a case where all the members of the Mavui made a very low doorway at the entranceway of the Mavui, and by doing that they're being megaladas that they want to separate from each other. So now we don't view all of the city as if they live in a single Mavui, and they don't aser on each other. But that only helps, that takana of making this small doorway only helps for Mavuos. It does not help to be mechalik or rishus harabim into two different sections, and therefore you're not allowed to be ma'ari the city l'chatzain. And that's just like the din that Ravidi Baravin said in the name of Chista, that if one of the Bnei HaChatzeros, that the Mavoi made a low doorway, a daka, into the Pesach of his Chatzer, he's not going to ask the Bnei Mavoi if he doesn't join in the Sheet of Mavuos, because he's being Megaladas, that he's trying to be Mistalik himself from that Mavoi. Now, the major issue that the Achronim and the Poskim deal with in our whole Sugya is that, have you ever heard of this? Meaning, this whole idea is that if you have a large city where you're making an Eruv, you got to leave something out. You can't include the entire city in the Eruv. Do we ever do that? Did we ever announce the Eruv includes everybody? Except for, Inwood. You know, whatever. We're going to take a section and we're just going to cut them out of the Eruv. So this is a major discussion in the Achronim, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simen Shin Sadi Beis, says, Kvar Tamu Rabin, how come we're not knowing this way? How come we make a Reuven that include everybody? We're out of time, but there are a number of different approaches in the Achronim to justify our practice, but we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow. What's that? What? Dots of time, yeah. It doesn't leave out resonance. I good morning, everybody.